Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Truth needs to be our foundation. Common sense can no longer be an uncommon virtue. And in Florida, we proved it could be done. We chose facts over fear, education over indoctrination, law and order over rioting and disorder. We held the line when freedom hung in the balance.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis officially declared his candidacy for president Wednesday, promising to take sharp action by constructing a wall at the southern border and not giving in to what he called woke ideologies. A Morning Consult poll found former President Donald Trump is still the GOP frontrunner with 58% support. DeSantis trails with 20% support, up from a mid-May poll. Meanwhile, congressional leaders returned to the White House to hammer out a deal to raise the debt ceiling before a possible default on June 1st. North Carolina Republican Greg Murphy is worried about a default and feels both sides of the negotiation have drawn their line in the sand.
Each side is saying, look, this is what we want to do. The White House is saying we want a clean debt ceiling, we want to raise things, and we want to raise taxes. The Republican side on the House is saying, look, we're willing to raise the debt ceiling, but there have to be spending cuts.
Though President Biden has indicated he won't be invoking the 14th Amendment to raise the debt ceiling, Connecticut Democrat John Larson feels it may be necessary. He noted Republicans and Democrats have come together before to raise the debt ceiling.
When you consider that we raised the debt ceiling three times in Donald Trump's 4 years, and then to again have Republicans take the country to the brink and hold the economy hostage, and therefore also holding people hostage.
Department of Education officials testified before a House subcommittee on President Biden's student loan debt forgiveness program. This week, the House of Representatives passed a joint resolution of disapproval to overturn the program. The bill now heads to the Senate. James Cavall with the Department of Education notes the growth of the U.S. student loan program and the debt it creates have erased the benefits of people going to college.
1 in 3 borrowers never graduates. They are left with debt, but no degree. Historically, more than 1 million borrowers default on their loans every year. And after a decade in repayment, typical black borrowers owe more than they originally borrowed.
Wednesday marks a year since the shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. More than 600 mass shootings have occurred in the U.S. since then, according to the Gun Violence Archive. President Joe Biden has called on Congress to pass an assault weapons ban, a national red flag law, and numerous other gun safety measures. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you? Well, they're two different.